In Africa, one reason the AIDS virus spreads so widely is a cultural practice common in some areas, older men having sexual relations with much younger women. Experts say this enabled HIV to move quickly from one generation to the next. Schools in Africa have tried to educate girls about the risks of these relationships, and yet they persist. The world's Anders Kelto found out why while spending time this past year at a public high school in Cape Town. The school is called the Center of Science and Technology, or COSAT. Here's Anders.
Seema, that's not her real name, was until recently a junior at COSAT. She lives in a small, dilapidated house in a sprawling urban township. She says most nights, she and her siblings go to bed hungry.
We don't have food at home. We just drink water and go to sleep.
Her mother works part-time as a cleaner, and her father is unemployed. She says her parents fight all the time.
I wish I could just go away. Not be with them while they are fighting and all that.
A few months ago, she was visiting her older sister, who lives a few blocks away. Seema was washing clothes near the road when a man approached her. She thought he looked stylish.
I saw, that's interesting guy, and got attracted to him as much as he got attracted to me.
She gave the man her phone number. He called her that night. The next thing Seema knew, they were dating. She didn't know the man's age, but guessed he was in his mid-20s. Seema is 16. Seema had been warned about relationships like this. At her high school, COSAT, she and her classmates had been told to watch out for so-called sugar daddies.
A sugar daddy is like an older guy who's a boyfriend to a younger girl.
That's Nosipiwo, a junior, taking part in a classroom discussion. Another girl, Sihle, chimed in. She said that these relationships aren't healthy.
You don't expect to be the only one in that sugar daddy. There can be like five of you in that same guy.
And that means a high risk of HIV, she said. In fact, studies have shown that the rate of HIV among school-aged girls in South Africa is nearly three times higher than among school-aged boys. The reason for the gap, South Africa's Minister of Health said last year, is sugar daddies. That was the message the girls were supposed to be getting in this class. That dating older men is risky. But instead, a lot of girls spoke about the benefits of these relationships. Here's Zetu, a junior.
Sometimes it's nice to have a sugar daddy because you live a fancy life, you wear posh clothes, like, and people will notice you, like, hey, this girl.
When the class ended, I spoke with a teacher, Miss Bakwana. She said she often has a hard time convincing girls to end relationships with older men.
It really gets difficult to get through to young people to stop that.
She said, after years of counseling students, she's come to a rather chilling realization that most girls know what they're getting themselves into.
They do see the risks, but they're prepared to take them.
Seema is a case in point. After being approached by the stylish man near her sister's house, she started spending a lot of time with him, despite having been warned of the risks. She says she could tell that some people judged her harshly, staring at her and making snide remarks.
Sometimes you just wish you could put the person who is judging you into your shoes and he or she can feel how hot your shoes are.
After all, she says, the older man was giving her love and support, unlike her father. For her, the relationship meant food, clothes, and a comfortable place to stay. But the relationship interfered with other aspects of her life. Seema began missing school. It was then that Miss Bakwana, the teacher from COSAT, stepped in. She arranged to give Seema some money, thinking that might pull her out of the relationship.
She got support from school. She was given groceries at some point.
But it didn't work. Seema stopped showing up for classes altogether. Miss Bakwana says she felt like she had done everything she could.
Which really saddens me as an educator, because I feel that I cannot do anything.
Meanwhile, Seema says she had fallen in love with the man. She was finally enjoying her life. But then he called her and said he was moving.
He told me that the next day he's going to Pretoria and he has the tickets and everything. I was so shocked and could not believe that. I rushed to take a taxi and went right straight at him and asked, how could you do that? Are you just now leaving me just like that? Just going away and leaving me with all the loneliness.
The man didn't say much. He was sorry. He would call her. But Seema was devastated, and she had missed so much school that she got expelled. She had to move in with her parents again.
It's back to that normal life, that old life, and I don't want to go back there.
Seema says she's trying to pull her life back together. She's hoping to re-enroll in school this year. She thinks she should probably avoid relationships for a while. But she says, honestly, if she's approached by an older man again, she's not sure what she'll do. For The World, I'm Anders Kelto, Cape Town.